What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Happy holidays, sickos. Our release dates land on Christmas Day and New Year's Day this year. So in place of our normal episodes, we've got a couple of holiday specials coming your way. The following presentation is the audio from a Christmas special video on my YouTube channel. So if you want to see the full version with video, head on down to the link in the description. But if you prefer the podcast format, don't touch that dial. We'll see you in the new year. Oh, it's starting. Okay. Hello, welcome back. Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year.
So last night, I asked an AI to write me a Christmas story about Elon Musk. And then I asked it to write me a New Year's Eve story about Elon Musk. And I asked my friend Kaylin Conrad if they would let me read the story live on camera.
And I said, obviously.
Yeah.
I want nothing more than that.
This is part two.
So excited. I thought we solved everything in part one, so I'm really excited to find out what's going on in part two.
Well, these people have ongoing relationships, right? You know? Like
they're not just 2D characters.
They're 3D.
These are real people. Elon Musk, Santa Claus, Jessica Epstein.
So if you didn't see part one, that's fine. Honestly, you don't need it.
I don't think you're going to miss some sort of continuity error.
No.
I haven't heard this story before. All I know is that it's about Elon Musk, I think. So maybe I don't know. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Have you got your wine, Kaylin? I've got my mulled wine.
She's a spritz.
Okay, good.
But yes.
Are we ready? Elon Musk paced back and forth in his office, his mind racing with thoughts of the upcoming New Year's Eve party. He had been invited to the most exclusive event in town, and he had his eye on a particular date. Satan, they slash themselves.
I love you, Satan.
It was no secret that Elon had a fascination with the devil. He was known to make jokes about selling his soul to him in exchange for success. But tonight, he was determined to make that joke a reality. He had been trying to...
He needs more success.
He'd been trying to build up the courage to ask Satan to be his date, but every time he thought about it, his heart raced with fear. That's when his friend, Jeffrey Epstein, walked in.
Okay, so he's not apparating anymore. He's just around now. He's
walking. He's, yeah, he's not just
like
appearing
bound
in
by this mortal coil in this scene. Okay.
This is like, if this was a TV show, this would be the point at which like the character that was a ghost, like the editors just got sick of like editing him to be translucent. And they were like, it's fine. He's like corporeal now. But like, we know they're truth. Ghosts because like we know the backstory.
I know the truth about Jeffrey. You're dead. Or are you? Nobody knows. Redditors remain divided.
Hey, Elon, what's got you so worked up? Jeffrey asked, raising an eyebrow at the frenzied pace of his friend. I need to ask Satan to be my date for New Year's Eve, but I just can't seem to muster up the courage, Elon replied, his voice trembling slightly. Jeffrey chuckled and patted Elon on the back. Come on, buddy. You're Elon Musk. You can do anything you set your mind to. With Jeffrey's encouragement, Elon felt a surge of confidence. He straightened his tie and headed out of the office, determined to ask Satan to be his date.
This isn't even at his house. Does Jeffrey work there now?
I guess Jeffrey just like barges into the office sometimes.
Jeffrey works at Twitter headquarters.
Yeah, maybe. Oh my God.
That's who's been running the safety and security team.
Yeah, he's doing content moderation.
Well, I for one trust him to know what's not allowed on Twitter.
That's why they let that guy Dom Luker back on Twitter. Wait, said Jeffrey, before you do anything stupid, let's call Santa for advice. He's been married for a long time. He'll know what to do.
This is the smartest thing anyone has said in this yeah. like, entire fucking thing.
Let's call Santa for advice. He's been married to his civil yeah. partner, single. Or jingle, not single. Ooh, Freudian slip. I'm actually married to being single.
I love that for you. It's not cringe at all.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. I am a solo monogamist.
Don't you... Shut up. Santa Claus is enjoying a much-needed vacation in the tropical paradise of Aruba. He had been working hard all year. What's so funny, Kaylin? What's so fucking funny about needing a vacation?
I'm so glad they explained what Aruba was. Like, I love the way AI will just like pull, like, will explain things that don't need it and never explain like very pertinent details. I love how it's just like, it's just anyone's guess what they're going to go into detail on.
Again, that's why I could never, like, that's why AI is like the funniest comedian.
Yeah.
It's so good. So Santa is enjoying his Aruba holiday, you know, sitting on the beach, looking for Natalie Holloway, sipping cocktails. He had been working hard all year, delivering presents and spreading joy to children all over the world. But now it was time for him to relax and recharge. Okay. Taking like some self-care time. Yeah,
I love this.
Yes, self-care Santa. As he lounged on the beach, sipping a fruity drink, Santa's phone rang. He groaned, not wanting to be bothered on his vacation. But when he saw the caller ID, he couldn't help but answer. It was none other than Elon Musk and Jeffrey Epstein.
I like how that's what the caller ID says. Elon Both Musk and together. Jeffrey Epstein.
They never Cute call him separately. Together,
like back to back.
It's like when their last adventure finished, they all like texted each other in a group chat and Santa couldn't be bothered to learn which number was which. So he just put them both in the phone as Elon and Jeffrey. Hello, Santa. Elon's voice crackled through the phone. Sorry, boys. Can't you see I'm on vacation? Santa said, sipping a colorful drink.
No, we're on the phone, you old piece of shit.
They could not see because this was not a FaceTime call.
See?
We need your help, Jeffrey chimed in. Santa raised an eyebrow.
What kind of help?
It's about Elon, Jeffrey continued. He wants to ask Satan out on a date for New Year's Eve. Santa's eyes widened in surprise. He had heard of Elon's eccentric ideas and ventures, but this is a whole new level.
Like, I knew you were stupid, but this is ridiculous. I've heard of your ideas before. Oh my God.
The word eccentric is being employed in like a very loaded way there. It's like a slur.
Oh, yeah.
Why do you want to ask Satan out on a date? Santa asked, trying to understand the situation.
Thank you for explaining what a question is.
I love it when people ask things in a way that they're trying to understand.
This is like very helpful priming for like anyone who's never like had a conversation before. Baby's first question.
Well, I've always been fascinated by the concept of hell and the devil, Elon explained. And I thought it would be an interesting experience to spend New Year's Eve with them. Santa couldn't help but chuckle at the absurdity of the situation.
That is an understatement. Well, I'm not sure I'm the best person to ask for dating advice, but I'll try my best. Great, Elon exclaimed. So how should I go about asking Satan out? Santa thought for a moment before answering. Well, first of all, you should make sure it's something Satan would be interested in. Maybe find out their favorite activities or interests and plan a date around that.
A little light torture.
Elon nodded, scribbling down notes on his phone. Okay, what else? Do things they want to do.
Turns phone upside down and starts scribbling notes on it. You can't scribble notes on a phone unless you're literally like pulling out a Sharpie, like writing on the screen.
I'm drunk that that didn't even register to me. Scribbling notes on a phone.
I wouldn't put it past him.
Like a piece of paper. Just like crumpling it up afterwards and throwing it in the trash.
Pulls another phone out of the drawer.
Loading phones into his printer.
Be confident and direct, Santa advised. Don't beat around the bush or try to be clever. Just ask them if they would like to go on a date with you.
Like, here's what I need you not to do. Don't try and be clever.
Santa knows. Fucking clocked.
Put that sink down, you piece of shit.
Don't try to be clever.
Whatever you do.
It's always so fucking embarrassing when you do that. That's why I have you in my phone as Elon Musk or Jeffrey Epstein.
You share a contact until you can stop being so fucking embarrassing.
Got it, Elon said. Anything else?
Just be yourself, Santa said with a smile. And don't take it too seriously. It's just a date.
Thank you, Santa, Elon said gratefully. I'll let you know how it goes.
Santa hung up the phone, shaking his head in disbelief.
That little bitch does not want to know how it went.
I'll let you know how it...
Santa couldn't help but wonder how the date between Elon and Satan would go. He made a mental note to check in with them after New Year's Eve. I love making little mental notes because
I have a pen at the moment to scribble on my phone. Yeah.
Little did he know, their date would be the talk of the underworld and the mortal world alike. Who knew that Santa Claus would play a part in bringing together two of the most unlikely individuals? But as they say, love knows no boundaries, not even those between heaven and hell. Jeffrey Epstein took the cab with his friend Elon Musk all the way to hell.
All the way to hell! Okay, well, like, he had to go back at some point, right? Like he lives there, I would assume. Like, don't worry, you can just put the Uber with me because I have to go back. The Christmas magic is
I'm heading that
off.
Direction.
Quick little Uber pool, swing by, pick up Kissinger.
Jeffrey Epstein took the cab with his friend Elon Musk all the way to hell because Jeffrey Epstein is a very good wingman. As they
okay, famously, like this,
famously,
this
in- very good wingman.
This entire thing has like only served to rehabilitate the image of Jeffrey Epstein. It's like, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but this is like suspicious at this point. Alternate title for number one, you can cut this out, but alternate title for number one is The Year Epstein Saved Christmas, obviously.
As they entered the room, Elon's nerves kicked in once again, but with Jeffrey by his side, he mustered up the courage to ask Satan to be his date. Satan, I know this may sound crazy, but... I would be honored if you would be my date for New Year's Eve, Elon blurted out. Okay, so it's more like, Satan, I know this may sound crazy, but I'd be honored if you'd be my date for New Year's Eve. Wait, it says, okay, Elon blurted out, his voice surprisingly steady. How does that scan? hang on, let me try to do that again. Okay. Elon, I know this may sound crazy, but I would be honored if you would be my date for New Year's Eve. Was that blurted out, but also steady?
It was definitely steadier.
Okay.
Like, this I'm is not rough. Give you full like study. This is. I'm sorry, but
this
like,
is yeah. This is like tough. This is tough direction to follow.
Well, yeah, because it was written by somebody who's never spoken to a human before.
To their surprise, Satan flashed a devilish grin and accepted the invitation.
I would love to, Elon. It's not every day I get asked out on a date by one of the richest men in the world.
I love this gold-digging queen.
Honestly, Satan has the most integrity of anyone here.
She's so honest.
Up to and including Santa. With Santa's approval, Satan and Elon made plans for the New Year's Eve party. Why did Santa have to approve?
Like permission slip.
Is Santa Elon's dad?
I think he might have like, what's that thing? A conservativeship? A conservatorship? Somebody needed to take control of Elon, and Santa was the only one anyone trusted to do it.
Santa is showing Satan his shotgun and being like, if he is not home by 11 p.m.,
I'll kill Jingles.
Santa putting a gun to his wife's head and being like, if you don't bring Elon home on time,
this bitch is going to hell to live with you. Is that what you want?
Do you know how annoying this bitch is?
I'm literally just picturing like him like holding me up by the throat. Little elf costume.
But you've got like a little
bell on my hat.
Little elf costume, but like a little bonnet on your head because you're like getting ready to go to bed. Little silk bonnet. You drop your mug of warm milk.
With a dramatic a clatter. Oh my God. Somebody animate this.
As they left Satan's office, Jeffrey couldn't help but be proud of his friend for taking a chance and asking Satan out. On the night of the party.
He is a good wingman.
He is a good wingman.
Not Jeffrey Epstein in his compersion.
He's so happy for them. On the night of the party, Elon and Satan made a grand entrance, turning heads and causing a stir among the guests. As the clock struck midnight, they shared a toast and a kiss, sealing their unlikely romance.
Like, oh, they're like married now. Like, we kissed, romance is sealed.
It's very Cinderella. I love it. Meanwhile, Santa enjoyed his vacation in Aruba, completely unaware of the chaos he had caused. But as they say, all's well that ends well. And Elon and Satan's New Year's Eve was a night to remember.
What chaos?
The end. I guess
because people like turned and looked at them.
Did make a grand entrance.
Unaware of the chaos he had caused.
Maybe Satan was like setting fire to things.
Oh my God. That was so romantic.
The chaos that he had caused. Queer love.
That is gross. Yeah. Now that you say it, I can remember how it's wrong.
It's chaotic. Yeah. It is a sin. And we know how Satan feels about sins.
What a sweet way to go to hell. Or to be in hell. That was my second favorite story I've heard this year. There wasn't as much drama in this one. I didn't find...
It's true.
The conflict wasn't conflicting enough for me.
The stakes were a little lower than the first one.
Like, there weren't even stakes. Satan never even... Elon never even said like, oh, if Satan doesn't go out with me, I'll die or something. It was just like, how do I do this? Okay, I'll do it. Oh, it went great.
It's just like,
no,
oh,
it's fine. Great.
And I'm pretty convinced that there's nothing wrong with AI story writing.
No, that was better than pretty much everything I've seen on Netflix in the past like 3 years.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year from Hoot, Kaylin, Jeffrey Epstein, Elon Musk, and Santa. What is happening? Do you see those balloons? What?